Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 4 months since my last confession. I have told lies. I have judged others as only God should judge them. I have envied my neighbor. And I have used the Lord's name in vain. But there's something else, too, something that I'm not sure God will forgive me for. That's John, right? 1 John 1:9, right? See, I'm a good Catholic, but... Well, I guess that's true. To eventually lose your way and need to be guided back to his light is the nature of all sheep. Thank you, Father. Thank you for reminding me that God's love, patience, and forgiveness is a pure and bottomless well of cleansing water. I really need to remember that for this next confession. This is what I really came here for. I had sex outside of marriage with another woman. And now I feel like, oh, well, I didn't think God cared about the context of what happened, but yeah, you're right. I mean, I would want to know why one of my sheep wandered off too. I honestly don't know how it happened. I've never done that or even felt like wanting to do that ever before. A friend of mine, my best friend, her boyfriend broke up with her. She was upset, and I thought I would try to comfort her. You know, shopping, ice cream, her favorite movie. It seemed to be working for a while, but then she saw that he was already with another girl. She asked me if I thought this new girl was prettier than her. I immediately said no, and I meant it. But then she started looking closer at all these pictures online of this new girlfriend, and she started asking if she should change her hair, or her diet, or the way she dressed. She even started unbuttoning her top and asking me if I thought her breasts were too small, if they jiggled enough. She started shaking them and bouncing up and down, and for a moment we started laughing at how ridiculous that sounded for a man to leave a woman just because her breasts don't jiggle enough. But I knew she was still feeling sad and insecure, and after a minute I think she must have noticed me just staring at her breasts. Her top was still open as we carried on our conversation, and even with her bra still on, I was completely mesmerized by them. Like I said, I've never, ever felt this way about another woman, ever, but she noticed and asked me if I wanted to feel them, since, I mean, they're quite a bit bigger than mine, and they would feel different than mine. She's my best friend, and I guess she knows me pretty well. I was curious about what it might be like to squeeze them a little, to feel the weight of them in my palms and pinch her nipples with my fingers. As soon as I reached over and touched her, she gasped, and I felt this warmth rush over me. And I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop caressing and massaging her breasts, and they felt so full in comparison to mine. I pulled them out of her bra and I just started obsessing over her nipples. They're so cute and fat and pudgy. And I just had to flick my thumbs over them. I just had to squeeze her breasts together. Lick all over them, lick in between them, and try to suck both her nipples in my mouth at the same time. Maybe I was just trying to make her feel better. But I was having so much fun doing it. So much fun, in fact, that I didn't even notice when her hand went to my thigh and started moving up my skirt. And her fingertips started tracing around my panties, and she pushed them aside and pressed her finger into me, and it was like a dam broke. All of this wet, warm, sticky juice just started pouring down my thighs and drenching her hand and soaking the couch underneath us. I was so embarrassed that I was so full of lust for her, but she just licked her fingers and carried on and went back to my panties and slid them down to my knees. And then she grabbed both of my hands and peeled them off her tits, pushed me onto my back. She got up and took her shorts and her panties off and climbed back onto the couch and straddled me. Her top was still on, but it was completely open. And her beautiful tits are still hanging over the top of her bra, just suspended inches above my face. She bent down to kiss me, and my mouth just flooded with her. Her tongue, soft but firm and demanding. Her taste, salty but sweet and addicting. Popcorn and ice cream. Being kissed by her, her tits pressed against mine, her breath on my face, a feeling of being chosen by her. It's enough to make me completely forget to kiss her back. When she pulled away, I had this horrible, visceral reaction. I wanted it to last forever. Or at least I wanted a do-over. To my surprise, she didn't immediately get up and leave me right then and there. She slid her hands up my top and told me how lucky I was that my tits are small enough to not need a bra. I pulled my top off and she moaned. Her soft hands groping and massaging my tits. It was almost too much for me. My hips started bucking and grinding. I was basically just humping the air around her, desperate for more of her. She started kissing my tits, sucking on my nipples, and telling me how cute it was that they were so sensitive. Then she adjusted herself so she was only straddling one of my legs, and her body looked so good. Her skin, her eyes, her lips, everything looked so good. So good that I didn't realize what she was doing at first, but she put her hands around my waist and started rubbing her pussy on my thigh. She tilted her head back and she started moaning. For a minute, I just watched her. Her hips rolling, rocking back and forth. Her slick, creamy pussy just overflowing down my thigh. She was so pretty.
and so naughty. Wanting me so bad and wanting so bad to feel good. Anna wanted her too. I wanted to be a part of her, part of her pleasure, to make her a part of mine, to make her an extension of me. Oh, I put my hands on her thighs and inched myself down so her pussy could grind against mine. Oh, she moaned so loud and started going faster. Oh, feeling her warm, slick juices flow over my pussy. Feeling the friction of her rubbing and humping her pretty little pussy right up against my clit. Oh, in that moment, Father, it didn't feel wrong. It didn't feel bad. It didn't feel dirty or sinful. It felt so right. Oh, like that's what I was made for. Like my whole life was leading me up to that moment. Like pleasuring each other was just the point of it all. Like feeling her and feeling her, feeling me is the meaning of life, the meaning of my life. I felt like perfect, eternal bliss. Oh, like heaven. And it wasn't long before that became too much for us. The sound of our wet, creamy, slippery little pussies sliding past each other. The feeling of her bracing herself on my thighs and my chest. She humped against me. The way her lips were parted and the way I was biting my lip. It was too much. It was too much. We started gripping and grabbing and clawing at each other's stomachs and tits and hips on our legs. Oh my God. Oh God. And we came. Oh God. Oh my God. Oh, it was just too much. She was so pretty and it felt so good. I couldn't help it. I couldn't stop. Sinning with her. It was too much, and we had to come. We had to come together. We had to. Oh, forgive me, Lord. Oh, forgive me. Forgive me. God, forgive me. Forgive me. Oh, Mother Mary, pray for me. Oh, God, forgive me. Oh, we had to come together. Oh, we had to. We had to come together so hard. We came together. We came together so hard. Oh, God. And then it was like waves and waves of pleasure, just echoes of our. our orgasms that just became softer and softer as we came down. And she folded into me, and I wrapped my legs around her. And I've been in a daze ever since. My feelings and my faith are at war inside of me. And how can I betray one for the other? How can I betray either of them? As you can probably tell, this whole experience has me pretty shaken up. For these and all my sins, I'm sorry. I vow to turn away from sin and avoid that which encourages me to be sinful. I wish to be a faithful sheep in his flock once more. I seek forgiveness in the eyes of my Lord and Savior. I seek peace in my heart, and I seek penance. There must be some sort of penance. There must be something God wants from me, some good deed, some act of charity that I can perform to help me, to help guide me back into his light. Please, please, Father, help me. I would do anything for salvation.